We're talking about eye coasting this morning. Ben Dames from the National Trust and Matilda Bart from the Dorset Coast Forum and Coastal Partnership are our guests this morning, talking about a new website launched specifically for promoting the Dorset coastline and everything that's going on around it. Matilda, this has been really interesting. What's the feedback been like so far? Because it's not that old, is it?
It was launched in at the end of May, and it's been really positive so far, especially from the sort of activity providers along the Dorset coast, finding it really useful to sort of have everything in one place and show what they're offering. And people coming down to the coast have really good feedback as well. Accommodation providers are finding it really useful to show people what's on offer when they come down to the area as well. So it's been really positive.
So good for local businesses, good for pretty much all concerned, really, Ben. Can we see Devon and Cornwall and sort of other areas perhaps sort of taking a leaf out of your book?
We are looking into that. Hopefully, maybe one day, but it's not really certain at the moment.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. We've got some events that are sort of all tied in with this brilliant celebration of the Dorset coastline, Ben. You mentioned them just before the travel news, but I'm keen that people hear these events again, especially the one involving silly walks.
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow, which is Sunday, at 2 o'clock at Studland, which is obviously a National Trust beach, we're holding this event called the Silly Walks. And basically, it's a flash mob kind of event. We've got 101 one-mile walks available to download from the National Trust website, and one of those is a one-mile walk around Studland, and we really want to encourage people to get out and have some fun on our site. So we've got a theatre company coming down to encourage people to do some silly walks. We'll be filming it, we'll be putting some details on our website as well. If you go to the National Trust website and search for silly walks, you'll see people have uploaded YouTube videos on there as well.
Brilliant.
Some local schools and all sorts of activities, and some of our partners as well, which is fantastic. And you might even see a video of me on there if you look really hard.
Oh, fantastic. We'll definitely be looking out for that one. Now, the National Trust, I'm just thinking, seeing much evidence of this staycation phenomenon, with more of us staying at home now because of the credit crunch, more of us staying in the UK for our holidays.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, to be honest, I think it's something that's always happened anyway. But obviously the media and the press have made a lot more of it. We know what fantastic things we've got, particularly in the southwest. And it's things like the iCoast website, which just make it easier to find all that information in one place. Because you know what it's like when you're searching around and you've got 15 different windows open on a website and you can't remember where you read something. If you've got this kind of one-stop shop thing, then it's absolutely ideal and you're not getting lost over it.
What's the best part of this whole experience been setting this up? Has it been sort of letting people know what's on their doorstep there, where they might previously have had no idea?
Yeah, I think that's been a big part of it. And also, too, we've learnt a lot about the people who carry out the activities on the coast, what they enjoy as well. So we've learnt a lot as a coastal partnership. So,
what does the Coastal Partnership do for people that are sort of new to this and people that haven't heard of this before? What's their remit? I mean, that's sort of in the name, but what do they do along the coast?
Well, we're a sort of we represent over 260 different organisations along the Dorset coast, from like sailors, fishermen, ports, and everything really. And we sort of promote the sustainable development of the Dorset coast, so looking to reduce conflict on the coast and enhance opportunities as well.
Ben, I mean, everyone knows what the National Trust do, for example, but how do you sort of go about linking up with people like Matilda and organisations like her and sort of joining forces on projects like these ones?
I think it's quite easy to do in Dorset because we've got the designation of the World Heritage Site. Then obviously all those partners are already working together. And as I said earlier, you know, the Trust looks after a third of the World Heritage Site. So naturally, we're already working with those partners. And it's just a case of bringing all those things together, because to be totally honest, the people who are visiting the coast actually don't really worry about who's looking after it and which bit it is. They're there for the enjoyment of it. So if we can all work together to make sure that they find that enjoyment kind of behind the scenes and they don't notice it, then so much the better, really.
I've really enjoyed learning about iCoasting this morning. It's really interesting. I like the fact that it's all in the same place. It's the ultimate website for lazy people, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant. It's great to see you both this morning. Thank you very much indeed
Thank
for
you.
Coming. We should probably give the website address. It's a pretty simple one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's www.icoast.co.uk. BBC Radio Solent.